B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Jerry? How can we help you, sir?
Hey, real quick, I have a little issue here. I went out with this girl a couple of times, and we had a very, very, very good time. I thought there was a connection there, and I just haven't heard from her. So I just wanted to see if you guys can give her a call.
All right. So tell us about the last time you guys hung out then.
Oh, man, the last time was a little foggy. Let me tell you why. The last time that I saw her, I went out with my buddies, you know, the Bruins playoffs, so we caught the game at a bar.
Yeah.
And I got really, really, really messed up. Like, I got f***ed up. And I wanted to be responsible. You know, I didn't want to drive. I called her. You know, we had a great time. I felt very comfortable with her. I gave her a call, and she came and picked me up. And I wanted to lie. Like, I can't remember that much. I just know I was home. Then, you know, the next day I was fine. And I don't know if I must have did something or whatever, but I haven't heard from her since. So I just want to see what's going on.
So the last time you guys hung out wasn't even a date?
It wasn't even a date. That's the last time I saw her. But the last date we had, it was mad cool.
Okay, so did something happen when you... Are you sure you didn't do anything while you were f***ed up?
I mean, from what I can remember, nothing. From what I can remember.
What you can remember.
Yeah, those are the key words.
Not a definitive answer. All right, hey, listen. We'll find out when we call her next. How about that?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We just spoke to Jerry, if you're just joining us. He went on a couple of dates with this girl, Leah. They had amazing dates together.
Mm-hmm.
He was so comfortable on his dates with her that one night he got really f***ed up with his friends. And to be responsible and not drive home, he called Leah to come pick him up and bring him home. You know, I was hoping that he'd say, but it was great. Nothing happened. When I asked Jerry, did anything happen that you can think of? And he said, nothing that I can remember, which is usually the kiss of death. But who knows? Maybe not with you. Maybe maybe there's a reason why she's not getting back to you since that time that you were drunk. You ready for us to call her?
I am ready for you guys to call her. Let's see what's going on.
All right, cool. Stay quiet, okay?
Hello?
Hi, Leah?
Yeah, speaking.
Oh, perfect. Leah, I'm sorry if we just woke you up. My name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And just let me explain. Ooh. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. I can explain.
Okay.
Yeah, I can explain.
Is this a sales call?
Not a sales call. I can explain.
A sales call.
It's actually something good that we have an opportunity for you to get something for free.
Okay.
So listen, we got a phone call from a gentleman who likes you a lot. He gave us your phone number, and he would love to take you out on a nice date. So the reason we're calling you is we're willing to pay for whatever date you want to do. So you pick a place, a day that you're not busy, whatever. We'll pay for the whole thing. You and this guy go out. If you hit it off, great. Continue hitting it off. And if you don't hit it off, then worst case, you got a nice date on us.
I can't think of this would be. I haven't been on a date in like 2 weeks.
You can't think of who it could be?
Yeah, I don't. Secret admirer or something? What is this?
Are you sure you haven't been on a date in 2 weeks?
Well, I mean, I drive for Uber a lot, so I get hit on by my customers. I don't know, does that count?
I don't think so. No.
No, I'm just going to tell you the guy's name. His name is Jerry.
You've got to be kidding me. Jerry's trying to hit me up through the radio station?
Yes.
What, is he having a rare sober moment or something?
Okay, that's good. Okay, okay, so he said the last time that you saw him is because he called you. He was really drunk.
Yeah, this guy, he calls me up, and he's like, yeah, come pick me up. I'm at the Bruins game. So I go pick him up. He's off his ass. It's just disgusting. I drop him off at home. I go off to Uber. Anyway, the first guy I pick up begs me to get out of the car. I'm like, what's wrong? What's wrong? He's like, the whole back seat is wet. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It was covered in piss, and it smelled like shit because Jerry pissed himself in the back seat.
What?
Oh, my God.
He pissed himself in the back seat of your car?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I'm
going to
say
so
it kind of killed
my
boner.
Wait, okay? Hold on a second.
Wow,
hold on.
He's not denying it either.
Jerry's on the phone. He heard what you said.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Jerry, you didn't realize it when you woke up with pissy pants the next morning, huh? You got piss all over your clothes that you didn't put two and two together on that?
Honestly, I woke up naked that morning.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? Honestly, not to blow up my own spot, but, you know, this is not uncommon when I get like that f***ed up or wasted.
Wow.
You know, I took a piss in random places.
To make it better, you piece of explain to me your patterns and habits.
No.
I'm supposed to be a deer by this or something?
No, it's not trying to make it better, but, I mean, come on. It's a little funny. Come on.
Dude, learn how to hold your bladder if you're going to, you know,
Wear a diaper when you drink or something.
I really think that this was just a little hiccup in what could be a long-term committed relationship. So, Leah, would you love to go out?
You said I agree.
And would you love to go out on another date with Jerry on us?
Absolutely not.
All right, Leah, listen, you can't see me right now, but I got my hand up. And I promise, I solemnly swear, I will not piss in your car for a year if you go out on a date.
Dude, it's over, all right? I can't get the smell of piss out of my nose. Every time I see you, I'm going to think of it.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, listen to what this girl has to say, and you tell me if you think the guy has a chance at another date.
You are a piece of shit. I hope you know that. I hope you get the coronavirus, you f***ing ass.
Looking good for another date, if you ask me. Listen tomorrow. Brand new second date update on the 10s, 8:10, right here on your throwback station. On 96.9 with the Get Up Crew. Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.